Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed, and know that miracles are all around you, and you're going to see it and you're going to know it. But God said, I make thee a favorite right. And you're going to find that you're going to rise in power and you're going to rise in authority. For the Spirit of the Lord is going to encourage you to begin to expand your intellectual and your spiritual horizon. And you're going to learn more even in this season. You're going to learn more spiritually. You're going to learn more things about the world, but also about yourself. And you're going to find that the Spirit is going to bring you a real favorable opportunity or even a flash of insight. Well, you're going to be opened up unto the Spirit. You're going to see things, yea, even in the realm of the Spirit. And you're going to begin to see that God's going to begin to give you the ability to shed light on some kind of domestic or matter surrounding the home. For the Lord says unto thee that even from around about the 13th of the month of September to around about the 26th of October, that's going to be a season where the Lord says, I'm going to give you extra energy, extra power, extra authority, and this is going to allow you to be able to move forward with some new projects as you're going to be able to attract the help that you need. And yet God says unto thee that during that season, don't be overly pushy or arrogant. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee that you're going to be doing maybe travel or study, or you're going to do some cultural activities as well. I can tell you that from around about the 20th to around about the 28th of the month of September, God's going to give you the ability to usher in some new friendships or opportunities and to be able to make a wish come true. And yet, Father says, protect your health around the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st, because there could be some challenging things around you, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord for you in this month of September. This is the season to begin to balance family and office. But Father God said this is the season where you're going to begin to take the opportunity to choose family over your work. But Father God says, yes, career and major changes on the career front are important. Your Father God says in this season, as you select family and begin to bring your priorities into order, Father God says he's going to send a blessing in the workplace. I also hear Father God saying it's kind of seemingly that you're the social bee. This month, though, a lot of many activities are going to be calling. Your Father God says this is the season where you're going to find partnerships, friendships, and groups calling for your assistance. And God says he's going to give you the wisdom and the discernment. I hear Father God saying the date of September 27th, God says mark it on your calendar, because Father God says there will be an invitation that you don't want to refuse. I hear Father God saying many blessings will come with this invitation. I further hear Father God saying, when dealing with family and or a partner in this season, Father God says if someone seems a little picky, a little bit on the edge, Father God says do not become frustrated. Father God says begin to be the assistant that God has sent you to. Father God says agree to disagree. Father God says cooperation is a key word in this season. And I hear Father God saying lend an ear in this season. Father God says it'll be very important, paramount to listen in this season, for in your listening you'll understand. And I further hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to have a guardian angel. For Father God says he's already dispatched a guardian angel for you. For Father God says he's going to lead and guide you concerning some financial things this month. And I hear Father God saying around the 21st of the month, I hear Father God saying there's going to be an individual, you're going to be very influential in their decisions concerning some things financially and investment-wise. So Father God said, peace be still and know that this is a month that he's ordained to bring breakthrough, to bring favor, and to bring laughter back into the home. And that is the word of the Lord.
My God, my God. Dear friend, listen, I want you to stay tuned, because the prophetic team is about to come forth and can further give you what thus saith the Lord. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
God bless you, Sister Marguerite.
God bless.
I hear the word of the Lord for you saying justice. God says for you to not worry. God says that there's justice, and I'm hearing God say that there's going to be a change of behavior, a change of attitude. I'm also hearing God says a new walk for you, a new wardrobe. God says that there's all newness around you and change. I'm hearing God speak on your environment. God says that there's a change in your environment. I'm hearing God says something about property coming into your hands. And I'm hearing God says for you to pack the boxes for the move. God Amen. Says that you're on a journey, and that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Praise God. God bless you, Sister Marguerite.
God bless you.
I just hear God saying this is a season that he's giving you sweet rest. I see God doing a great work in your health. I see God bringing forth an edifier, a communicator. God says you're going to soothe and comfort many people as they come into your presence, as they come around you. God said this is a time and a season that he's blessing the works of your hand. He's giving you insight and creating a greater eyesight and your eyes of understanding are about to be open like never before. And God says clarity and a deep revelation knowledge of who God truly is and the word of God that has come forth from the prophets shall begin to fall upon you, and you begin to prophesy as well. And God says you will begin to walk forth as a great leader within the community. A great leader in the community, and the mysteries are calling you. The mysteries are calling you. The mysteries, the mysteries, the mysteries are calling you, and that's the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Marguerite.
God bless you.
I hear the word of the Lord saying fulfillment of dreams and desires. Father God says this is your season to begin to walk in all that you desire. I hear Father God saying show yourself friendly in this season and don't be afraid. But Father God says this is the season where you're coming face-to-face with your true self. And God says you're a master, woman of God. Father God is causing you to master some things. And I hear Father God saying, each one, teach one, each one, reach one. Father God says, get ready to reach the youth. I see you ministering to the young ladies, the youth, and the young woman of the church. And Father God says, not just the church walls, within the church walls, I see you traveling, local travel, to minister to young women. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, woman of God, for your miracle seed of $80. By now, you should already receive your special ebooks. Know that this is a very spiritual time for the woman of God. Know that God's going to bless the works of your hands. I see real estate matters being taken care of for you. I see profound prophetic opportunities opening up for thee. I see profound awakenings coming unto thee, and you're going to begin to find that God has some interesting things in store for thee. For I will lift thee up, and I will take thee up into a new place, and I will show thee all that I shall bring unto thee, and I will show you the gifts that I have placed inside of thee, woman of God, and you're going to go into a new level and a new dimension in me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will take thee even into greener pastures, and I will cause your cup to overflow, and you will see that God's going to touch the areas of real estate, and you will see, woman of God, that you will begin to move into a season where the Lord says you shall neither look to the left, neither shall you look to the right, but you will keep your eyes stayed on me. And as you begin to step back and behold all that I will do for thee, you will know that I am leading thee and I am guiding thee. Now there's something surrounding, I don't know if it's a friendship or a relationship. The Lord says don't force things, for the relationships that are me will stay, and the ones that are fragile will fall to the wayside. And as you move in the power of unconditional love, you will know that I have ordered things in your life. For this is a time of growth. This is a time of revelation. This is a time of new understandings. For this is a time of wisdom. For this is a time where the Lord says you must keep your eyes stayed on me, and I will lead you, and I will guide you, and I will show you things. So the Lord says, allow me as I'm guiding thee, for I will raise thee up, for you shall be a voice to many. Oh, I shall heal thee even along the hip area, and even thine down thy legs, and even down thy shoulders and the chest and the lung areas. I shall heal thee. For the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that this is a season and a time and a year of letting go. And as you let go, you're going to come into a season of new beginnings. And as you let go of the things in the natural, I will cause you to come into heavenly and kingly blessings. For the Lord says, I am with thee. Now I touch the left side of thy head, and I heal thee. I heal thy body, and I will cause an awesome anointing to come upon your life, and I will raise you up, and you will be a voice. You will be a voice. You will be a voice. For the Lord says, I have gifted thee. Schooling, you're going to go back to as well. Yes, you're a teacher. Yes, you are a counselor. Something surrounding law. I don't know why you didn't become a lawyer or something in law or a community advocate. Even politics. For many will seek thee out. For the Lord says, I bring peace to your life in this season, and I'm smoothing things out. And whatever this disappointment was, whatever this betrayal was, God says, watch me, and I'm going to cause you to prosper. And as I did it for Job, I'll do it for thee. Bless you, woman of God, for your miracle seed.